From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. Flynn threw in the towel following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday that he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties are saying they approve of Flynn's resignation. Michael Bowman reports.
Republican Senator John McCain says Michael Flynn had to go after failing to inform Vice President Mike Pence that the issue of sanctions had arisen in a conversation with Russia's ambassador to the United States.
Of course, that was a decision that was certainly warranted. Vice President was misinformed.
U.S. law bars unauthorized citizens from negotiating with foreign governments. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need for members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but he said only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting their target of allocating 2% of their GDP to defense.
Defense spending is important because we have to invest in our security when the world has become more dangerous.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is in Brussels to join the talks. The New York Times newspaper reports Russia has secretly deployed a ground-launched cruise missile that may be in violation of the 1987 U.S.-Russia Arms Control Treaty. This is VOA News. The U.S. Office of Government Ethics has released a letter saying the White House should investigate the public endorsement given by presidential adviser Kellyanne Conway to products produced by the president's daughter. Conway made the endorsement after a major retail store announced it was pulling Ivanka Trump's clothing line from its shelves. The endorsement by the high official is seen as a violation of government standards of conduct. The U.S. Senate voted Tuesday to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the head of the Small Business Administration. The 81-19 vote was a rare show of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill. Turkish security forces said Tuesday they arrested a French citizen of Turkish origin who is allegedly one of the planners of the New Year's Day nightclub bombing in Istanbul. Prosecutors identified the 22-year-old man by the initials A.S. and said he was arrested in Istanbul on February 12th. Nine other suspects are in custody, all linked to the Islamic State group. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department Monday had asked him to put the case on hold until the Ninth Circuit Court makes a decision on the overall legality of the order. The United States has designated Venezuela's vice president an international narcotics trafficker under its Kingpin Act. A senior U.S. government official tells reporters that Tariq Zaidan El-Isami Mada controlled planes and drug routes and protected and facilitated other narcotics traffickers operating in the South American country. El-Isami suggested the suggestions, calling it imperial aggression, and he said it only deepens his commitment to the movement started by the late Hugo Chavez. According to South Korean and Malaysian officials, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was killed Monday in Malaysia. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Kim was killed by two unidentified North Korean female agents. The report says the agents stabbed Kim at Kuala Lumpur International Airport with poison needles. They then hailed a cab and fled the scene. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the economy in the U.S. is improving enough to consider raising interest rates during the next few months. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen told a congressional committee Tuesday that she expects the economy to continue its modest expansion. She warned that waiting too long to raise rates could allow inflation to spike and force the Fed to raise rates abruptly in the future, damaging economic growth. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.